Simply Done, the podcast network.
I don't know what to do. Should we go on without Mole?
We're going to have to.
Well, we have a bunch of
shows. I've got to be...
Okay, all right, stop. Stop. You have this to do. I don't give a fuck what else is going on.
Okay. Never expected Mole to do this to us.
All right, Perry, we'll get going, but we're going to do this without Mole to start out. Okay. Hopefully he gets here in time. Say something about the song.
Well,
say something about the song.
Hey, this is the song that I brought to you guys, right?
I made this band. I heard them at a concert you did. You were going nowhere with them, and I made this on this song right here. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. It's me, your old pal Don.
Mole's not here. I'm Scary Perry.
And we do have Mary Jane here. Say hello, Mary Jane.
Hello.
Now,
can I stop you real quick?
Okay, well, usually I would open the show and try to say something, but if you're going
to... Now I'm going to have to be a bastard and start saying something. You may have made them from our opening song, but I was their booker, I was their manager.
How many gigs did you get? All right, this is more...
How many gigs did I get those guys?
Here, yeah, that's what I said, number one.
Between December of... 1996.
Okay, Perry. Okay, Perry. 2009. Perry, stop. We got a show. This isn't important at all.
Okay, it's not important. But...
Okay, just so you know, I'm a little bit worried because Mole is usually pretty good at being professional, unlike Perry, and he's at a place that he says he'll be when he says he'll be there. Well, he's not here. I've been trying to get a hold of him all day. I've been trying to get a hold of John Quincy Adams all day, and I can't get a hold of either one of them. All day.
Interesting.
What do you mean interesting?
Interesting meaning that you don't know if they're tied up together.
I don't think they're tied up. Hopefully they're not tied up. You think they're? Do you have any leads that would make you say something like that?
Tied up meaning busy doing something.
They would.
Busy.
This is the most important thing in the world. When Mole says you'll be somewhere, he is at that place, and he's not here. So you just said they're tied up. Do you know something we don't? Did you have something to do with this? And is this a kidnapping?
I'm busy with legal shit.
What?
Okay,
you always say this. And let me guess. Well, what's going on? None of your fucking business.
I'll fill you in with this.
Okay.
Okay. Tonight, after I leave here, I got to go into the Inland Empire.
How far away is that?
San Bernardino.
How far away is
that? About an hour and a half.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Could possibly
Does somebody need a ride?
Huh?
Does someone need a ride?
Yeah, I got to bring... Me too. Now, well, yeah, we've got a huge meeting with three other attorneys for a case that was going on today. Because this case was brought up with the case that was in court today.
What happened today? You were in court today?
I wasn't in court today. No.
Well, he got another ride then?
Huh?
He got another ride.
No. You don't understand. No, see... There was another court case in the Inland Empire area, along with another court case going on downtown.
Anything to do with you?
I'm the witness.
This is for the case against you and this whole thing against the American government, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
It's
a different case.
The Catholic Church?
No.
What's this case?
No, this is a completely different case.
What is this case?
This case has got to do with bribery.
Well, that's interesting. Who's bribing who?
Judges are going against attorneys, and another.
Yeah, and that's what happens in the legal system. You think you're going to break that?
These judges are doing some illegal shit.
Like, what are they doing illegal, just out of curiosity? Give me one thing for the listeners.
Bribery?
You said that, but I mean, what do you mean bribery? What else are they doing illegal besides bribing people? Yes, that has happened since law was created. That's the reason people with money get off on things. It's the American way, for God's sake. Well, it sounds like someone's getting ripped off. Anyway, that's none of my business.
Thank you.
All right, but you are... this. So is this separate from the Arnold Schwarzenegger case and your family case? You're involved in another case?
My family matter, we got to file papers on Tuesday.
This is a case where you were in an elevator with... and someone was looking at you, and he said, did you see that?
No.
What was that?
No.
What is that the case that you're a witness of?
No.
He never said, okay, did you see the way the guy was looking at us? He never did anything like that to you.
Got what? Nothing to do with that one. That
but
one
what
officer,
was that about?
That was just one officer that was giving us a rough time.
How was he giving you a rough time exactly?
How was he giving us a rough time exactly?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just asking.
He was just being kind of pushy.
And how was he being pushy?
Oh, fuck. How do I explain this?
All right. Where were you? Were you in an elevator?
That was at the downtown courthouse.
Okay, so you're in the downtown courthouse. You're in the elevator. Did you all get in at the same time, meaning you, your attorney, and this police officer? Or did he come up and meet you at another floor?
He got in at one. He got in when we first got in. Then when we got in on the second,
okay,
when we first got in the elevator, when we first walked in, he came in after, like right with us.
Okay, was the elevator filled? How many people?
It was just us.
The three of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so take it from there. So what did he do?
What did he do?
Oh, that's what I said. Yes.
God, I'm trying to remember this matter. It's a long time ago. Fuck. It was just the stare.
So he was looking at...
Like he was about ready to grab...
And what
it just
what
didn't
did
look right. And I...
But did he grab him? Did
no.
Did he
no,
say
he
anything?
Didn't lay
did
a
he
finger
say
on.
Anything to him?
I don't remember the...
did he say anything to him?
I don't remember the conversation.
But basically, right now, you... So there was a conversation. So if there was a conversation, he did say something.
It was intimidation.
It was intimidation. So he just looked at him. And then when you got out of the elevator, what were you told?
I don't remember.
Did he ask you, did you see the way he looked at me? Like that type of thing?
On that occasion, fuck, that was like... That was like
it's okay.
What,
take
2 years
your time.
Ago?
Take your time.
It was like 2 years ago. Yeah, it was an intimidating.
Well, it
matter.
Seems like you have a real case there.
That's something totally different. But
you know what I did right there? I was throwing sarcasm at you.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, let's get back to because we have a big day today. Enough of your legal stuff because we could go on forever. Even though you got a meeting tonight, and this is about which case.
It's about the case that was going on today.
And that was about?
The Aaron Baldwin matter, the Ron Gottschalk matter,
These names mean nothing to me or to the audience, so if you can explain it. Is he trying to get his lawyer license back?
No, these are different attorneys in a different case.
Doing what?
I don't know their matters.
Then why do you have to go there?
Because I'm a witness.
To what? No, I don't think it's that hard of a question. You're a witness to what?
To what happened.
To what happened? This is just
the Aaron Brockovich.
It's similar to the Aaron Brockovich.
And what's that? I don't know where Mole is. Okay. I can't get in touch with John Quincy Adams. I'm a little worried.
Brockovich's matter with that whole ordeal that Julia Roberts did a movie about.
I remember that.
It was all conspiracy one, case fixing two, just to where they not just was it the fact that they poisoned a whole city, people in a town with the way they poisoned. I think it was water or something, or whatever, but it was just how the attorneys and the judges all worked together, and it was just fucking mess.
But I don't understand what you're a witness to.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't be a very good witness, I'm telling you that, because I ask you what you were a witness to, and you can't even tell me that. You get frustrated.
I can't answer it.
Maybe you should not be a witness. because you're going to look like a fool on the stand. I'm serious, Perry.
That's why I'm a part of the meeting tonight.
Ah, they're going to tell you what to say.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay, that doesn't sound too illegal. All right, anyway, so you'll all right, well, let's get back to this because Mole is not here today. I don't know where he is. Now, a couple things that happened last week, people are going crazy over. First of all, did you delete everyone on Facebook because you were making that threat last week?
No.
Okay. And
but there are about close to a dozen people that I've removed from Facebook.
Okay, and they know who they are, probably.
They sure do.
Okay. Now, the other thing that everyone is concerned about, actually a little bit mad about, too, the Lisa Marie Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection situation. I don't know what happened there. Last week you were saying that she's gone, all this kind of stuff. What is happening with her?
Lisa Marie, I love to pieces. I seriously, seriously, seriously love her to pieces. She's a great person.
Yes, she is.
She's a great woman.
Beautiful.
Funny.
Beautiful.
A very funny girl to be around.
Spectacular.
When her
hey,
and I
Perry,
used to do
Perry,
things together.
Perry. Spectacular tits, right?
Well, yeah,
she's
got a great figure.
You love titties, too, don't you?
You know what I'm all about. Yeah. Season D.
Let me ask you this.
Like my school grades.
Now, you had said that you had eaten her asshole before.
I never said that I ate her asshole. I just said, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, play this, then.
You don't need to.
What do you mean?
It's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. It was you saying it.
Her ass.
Okay. Well, you had said that you did. Here's what I'm thinking. That at that point, you had said that you did, trying to show off for us, but you never did. And then after talking to her, that's when you changed your story. True or false? True or false? Be honest. True or false? Be honest for once in your fucking life.
All right, look.
Be honest.
Did I have sex with Lisa? Never.
Okay, but did
you... Did I eat any part of her body? Never.
Okay, but did you say you did? Trying to make people...
I just
people...
said, uh-huh.
No,
to
Perry.
Fucking have
no, that's
fun
not...
with you
do we
guys.
Have to, do we have to listen to it again?
No, you don't have to listen
then
to it
Then tell me
again.
The truth. Did you try to act like you did something with her? Because that's what I feel.
Exactly.
Okay, and then later she talked to you and you changed your story.
Later when she had a... speech with me, she actually got pissed off at me. Excuse me for belching. She got PO'd at me.
I think it adds to the show.
And the fact is that it almost broke up our friendship. But after the whole thing that went on, I think 1 or 2 or maybe 3 weeks ago, she had it out with me, and I just said, okay.
So you were trying to find a new co-host. Have you found a new co-host yet?
I haven't found anybody that
okay,
I'm...
Okay, because the boss is upstairs. They want to know what's going on. So are you going
right to... Right now, I don't have anybody.
Okay. Well, that's a shame. You should try to work things out with Lisa. Do you think
I want to work things out with Lisa, but if Lisa's... The one seriously sad thing about Lisa's situation is how far south she lives from here.
I don't know what that means.
Meaning she lives in Laguna Niguel.
So?
That's an hour, hour and a half drive.
So?
One way. Well, so?
Go on. Well, what does that all mean?
That means a lot. That's like a tank full of gas.
Yeah.
Round trip.
Continue.
And I mean, if I had to live in Orange County and go back and forth to Hollywood for work, I want to make sure I'm making a good chunk of change when I go back and forth to Hollywood for work. This is not a, you know, great paying gig, and sometimes it pays good, sometimes it doesn't, depending on our $10 shout-outs. Now,
Well, anyway, let's move on. I mean, all right, so that's still up in the air, nothing really going on.
Right.
Now, the William Randolph Hearst fight. Last week, you went kind of crazy on him. It was mentioned, and you talked about what you're going to do to him. Well, he heard that. And he left a message. Would you like to hear the message?
Go right ahead.
All right, if you can play that William Randolph Hearst message, please.
Hey, Don. Bill Hearst here. I don't know why I listen to these podcasts. They just make me so emotional. When I hear Perry laughing about this fight, I just get so mad. Yeah, I'm scared, okay? Congratulations, Perry. I'm scared. But I'll tell you what, it takes a real man to admit he's scared, okay? And it takes a real man to go into a fight knowing he's probably going to lose because he's up against someone who can lift 2 tons. I don't think there's anything wrong with being scared. And you gotta go.
I don't bench 2 tons.
No.
My arms are shit.
No, your legs.
My legs.
He knows exactly what's going on. I have a feeling that you may be exaggerating just a little bit about lifting 2 tons with your legs, too. 2,000 pounds, you said.
I have to get pictures done again?
Yeah, I'd like to see you lifting 2,000 pounds. With that, I think it's time that we do something very important to the fans here. It's time, once again, for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout-out before, this is where you, the listener at home, you can write something that's on your mind. Make it about a paragraph long and send it along with $10. No checks, no money orders. That's straight cash, homie, and you send it to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now I'll read this first one. All right. Dear Big Three, I'm writing you to tell you how appreciated I am of Perel's endorsement of my bar, The Manhole, in Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks to Perry, business has been so great, I'm opening another location. To show my gratitude to Perel, I opened a new club called Perrytown, Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. I think it's a great fit because Chicago is the capital of homosexuality in America the birthplace of the Stairmaster. Anytime Perry comes home, he's welcome to flex his star power at any of our many events, our most popular being Suckfest. Participants in this event are awarded wristbands for giving the most and best blowjobs they can throughout the entire night. While at Suckfest, Perry can use his skills he learned from Randy Callahan. Okay, first of all, I see where this is going. Let's drop the Randy Callahan thing. That happened 21 years ago, for God's sake. And he even says it right here, 21 years ago in Hollywood. And it goes, you know, the whole goal is to take all the wristbands and be crowned King of Suck Night Festival.
Can I just finish this and then you can ask.
I'm also sending you a copy of the magazine advertisement that we've been distributing all across Chicago. I want Perry to keep it as a trophy and as a testament to how his fame can really help a business boom. Sincerely, Patrick Scarfile. Okay, this is the Manhole cover in Chicago. Come Wednesday for Perry Caramello HIV AIDS Night. Okay, this is bullshit. What were you going to say, Perry? I'm going to listen to you, but this is bullshit.
I'm being silent while you read all this crap.
Yeah.
Because you know what? These fucking guys that think they're funny and think they want to be
You know
a
what?
Part
I think
of,
that's exactly what they're
that,
trying to
that,
do.
That think they can be a part of Windy City Heat Part 2 by fucking with me and like, fucking with me.
Like those cousins of yours that say from Chicago. Like those guys, right?
No.
All right, let me read on. Hello, Big Three. My name is Mac Hard, with an E at the end, and I am the most powerful Les. I don't know what that means. On behalf of the entire Power Les community, I am proud to bestow Scary Perry, the Scaremaster Caravello, with the coveted Heart of a Dyke Award. This Heart of a Dyke Award is presented to someone who was not born a dyke, but has the heart of a mannish woman. The world may never know the true... What's that?
Oh, my God.
What's the matter? Well, it seems...
Go on, keep reading. I just got to laugh.
The world may never know the true extent of Perry's homosexuality, and that's okay. Enclosed is a lifetime female breast for Perry to use when combating his gay thoughts. There's a little ball here. If that's what he indeed wants. When Perry craves the taste of man's prejack coating his lips, he can squeeze the tit a little bit. When he gets the urge to dock his dickhead in another man's foreskin, he can pinch the nipple. Squeeze the tit, Perry. The next time you think about pressing your butthole to another man's butthole until each other's prolapsed anus kisses the other's prolapsed anus, Perry is incredibly lucky to have a support system he does in Mole and Don. His repression, among other things, must be difficult for his stomach. Saints, the two of you guys are. From this moment, go forth, Scaremaster, knowing the entire powerless community is behind you. Also, if he screams like a woman and has hair like a woman, it's probably he has had sex with a man. And this is from Mac Hartle. And in here, wow, look at this. They actually have a certificate. The powerless community, Perry Carabello, oh, they put it, well, maybe that is Vello, has been awarded Heart of a Dyke. Well, that's
let me see this.
Congratulations. Here, take a picture with that.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Let me see. Harry. They didn't use a V. They spelled it with a B.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It's a B.
Parabello.
Carabello.
Okay, give me this back. We'll read another one here. Okay, thank you.
I do have a comment.
What's that, Mary?
That boob's too small. Perry says CDs. And yeah, this is
like my school grades.
Okay, this is in pencil that I can barely even see it. Dear Big Three. Oh, fuck.
You want me to read it?
You want to?
I can.
Because I can't. Someone sent this thing in pencil form, and it's impossible to read.
I'll try.
Okay, go ahead, Mary Jane.
Dearest Big Three, I love the organic brownie bites Perry's sexcapades. What I'd really like is to get a modern day sexcapade from the Scaremaster. Could he go out this week and have sex with a new woman so we can hear all about it? Also, I'd like this $10 shout out to go towards the purchase of delicious organic pie for Pie Talk Guy Talk. If there is any money left over, please put it towards the Perry Apartment Spaghetti Chili Fund. Lovingly, the producer of Dud's Garage Radio, available on iTunes, Sebastian Davis.
Well, Sebastian Davis, what you should do is buy a pen or maybe a computer, because this is almost invisible to me. Thank you, Mary Jane, for helping us out on that.
You're welcome.
All right. Here's another one. Hey, Big Three, I was ready to ask if Perry is still looking for someone to replace him as host on the Comedy Punk Rock Revolution. I'd like to officially throw my hat in the ring. Here's some of my credentials. I've listened to rock several times, and on top of that, I've been known to make comedy. Here's an example of what I can bring. How many Scaremasters does it take to screw in a light bulb? It says four. One to sue the light bulb. The next one to get in trouble by the light bulb and give it a hand job. The next one to distribute child pornography. And the last one to scam the light bulb out of millions of taxpayer dollars with a fake disability scheme. I hope this improves my chance of replacing Scaremaster as the co-host. I also want to say that I'd be willing to actually eat my co-host's ass like the Scaremaster who wants to brag about eating his co-host's ass. Thanks, Big Three. Shannon Robinson.
Number one. How would you like to sit your ass in a hospital bed for 3 fucking months, you cunt? End of story.
Who are you talking to?
The cunt that wrote that fucking letter.
Well, that's not very nice. She just wanted to be part of your comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Can't blame her for that.
And like I'm lying about what happened to me back in 1979?
I have no idea what you're lying about and what you're telling the truth about. Here's another letter. Dear Big Three, this is Billy Lee again. I'm the 8.5-year-old kid that wrote to ask the Scaremaster if it was a good idea to do butt sex with other guys and to give BJs for money. He didn't give me an answer, so I went ahead and tried it. It was kind of weird, but I also felt kind of good. Oh, like taking a big poop. Now I'm making double the money, and I almost have enough for a Scary Perry skateboard. I also heard that the Scaremaster is a major player in the child pornography scene.
Such bullshit!
Well, that's what he heard. How do you know what he heard and what he didn't hear? They could have been lying, but it's not him that's lying. It's whoever wrote this.
Go on, Reed.
All right. I heard the Scaremaster is a major player in the child pornography scene. This is something I definitely want to get into. So let's set up a date and to do a photo shoot. You have to pick me up at my house and make an excuse for my mom so that she knows that I can go with you. Also, my little brother Jimmy knows what we're doing, and I told him that he shouldn't tell anybody, and if we don't, we have to take him too. I can't wait to be a famous child porn star with Scary Perry as my manager, Billy Lee. All right, well,
I'm not your manager.
How do you know you're not? Yes, Mary Jane.
Perry, I told you as a celebrity, you should have just told the kid no about butt sex on Craigslist.
Let me explain something.
Well, you didn't say anything. I remember when that letter came in before.
I don't deal with Craigslist one.
Okay, but he wrote you and he asked for help. You couldn't even answer him.
I'm not on Craigslist. I don't deal with these fucking pricks. I don't do any of this faggot shit.
Okay, well, you should tell Billy Lee that he shouldn't do it.
Don't do it, Billy Lee.
What?
It's all bullshit. It's a little big fucking fat ass lie.
Okay, this one says, please have Perry read this letter. All right.
Let's do this.
And read the whole thing so we can get the whole shout out.
Dear Perry, let's see what they got to say. Come here. I recently saw two very sexy videos of you. The first one was where you took your pants off on the VPN show, and the second one was a Vine video where you appeared fully naked except for your fanny pack. I believe that you did those things especially for me. Excuse me. Did those things especially for me, and let me tell you that they turned me on greatly. I think we should step it up a notch. In the next video, I'd like to see you get fully naked and tease me with some really sexy stuff, like pinching your nipples, playing with your scrotum, and spreading your ass to the camera. Do you have a webcam for your computer? I think it would be really hot if we set up a webcam chat together where you could get naked and dildo yourself with various objects. Then I'll get on my webcam and jack myself off while we talk dirty to each other the whole time. Perry, you're the most beautiful man I've ever seen. And your acting and comedic talents are second to none. Love, Demetri Moreland.
Oh, that's nice.
Listen, Mr. Moreland, I wouldn't do anything to make you happy for less than $100 billion.
Wait a minute. So if he came with you with $10 billion, you would say no. Even though you could never spend $10 billion. If it wasn't $100 billion, you wouldn't do anything.
Okay, $10 billion, fuck.
What if he gave you a billion?
Okay.
Demetri, you see that he's not saying no. You just have to negotiate a deal. So you got to do that on your own. Anyway, let's get to this next one. Dear Mr. Crapavello, it's Caravello, not crap, right?
Thank you.
Okay. I'm a successful casting director in Hollywood. I'd like to offer you a part in the new Jurassic Park 4. Please give us a legendary Perry scream. Allow Perry to scream. Your screams have become very queer lately. It sounds like you have a horse cock up your ass. Show him that's not true. Give him a scream.
Oh!
Doesn't sound like a horse cock in his ass there. Do you want to make millions of dollars and become a huge star?
Yeah.
In order for us to move forward, I need to supply all your contact information on the podcast. This is basic professionalism. I need your home address, social security number, and other contact information.
Nope. I'm not giving out my home address or my social security number.
Okay. Your role in the movie will be a rock and roll type dinosaur. The beautiful Mary Jane can agree that women her age look at Perry as an old dinosaur. Your dino name will be Perrysaurus G. Rex. The G stands for gay, or is it gay? The scene will be an all-male dinosaur orgy. Dino arms are very short, so your role will involve sucking a lot of dino dick. We can hide your face behind your fedora while you're bobbing on your dino dick. Your greasy clown hair and fanny pack will still be visible. Hold on just 1 second. While sucking that dino dick, you will be reamed from behind by a celebrity look-alike dinosaur. If there was one male celebrity that you would like to cram your drain, who would that be?
Nobody.
This man or men can be dead or alive.
Nobody.
We'll computer graph them in it. The role will make you a huge star. I will send more information after you supply all your contact information. Sincerely, Harry Seward.
It's all bullshit.
Well, what's bullshit?
There's no male that I'm interested in.
Okay, well,
I'm not a fag. I'm not gay. I'm not a homosexual, which all means the same thing. You know, it's retarded.
Pick Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando's not gay either. At least not that I knew of.
Well, he did gay movies. He really did do some homosexual stuff.
Well.
But I thought there was something else you wanted to say when we were going through that.
I forget what
else. Okay. Then I'm sorry that I didn't let you talk.
Too much shit on my mind.
Okay, here's another one. Dear Big Three, I'm writing on behalf of the support group Closet Fathers Anonymous, so I will not be using my real name. Enclosed is $10 so that you can help get out the message of our group. We're a support group for children of men who came out of the closet and left their families to live a gay lifestyle. That is more common phenomenon than you would think. Many gay men will go to great lengths to prove they are not gay, such as marrying a woman and having a child. We do not condemn our fathers for this. As a matter of fact, we want them to be happy with the life they've chosen to live. We're only trying to cope alongside others who have gone through similar experiences. However, my story is even sadder than almost everyone I have ever encountered. My family has a history of this. My grandfather was a gay activist in the Navy, and it is well known that my great-grandfather was Al Capone's lover. In the early 90s, my father left our family to pursue his gay Hollywood lifestyle. His first gay encounter was with a casting agent when they engaged in gay sex acts for SAG vouchers. This sounds familiar, and I'm trying to think why.
Keep reading.
Since then, we have had many, many sordid rumors involving fast food men's rooms. What makes it so sad is my father will not come to terms with his homosexuality. Anytime we bring it up, he will just rattle off a list of all the female crack whores he has paid for sex to prove that he likes women. Then he will insist I go to his apartment, which is not seven, okay. Again, he's saying it's not for his chili cook-off. I think the reason he does this is in part because of his phony greaseball Italian machoism, and in part because of the shame put on him by his gypsy dog-worshipping cult that he believes in. I just hope someday he can admit to being a powerful, proud gay man, and our family can keep on healing. From Christina C. P.S. Can you get me in contact with Raka Raka Ali? I think he's sexy as fuck. Okay, first of all, if you want me to get in touch with somebody, you have to leave a last name and an address. And they didn't do that.
I don't believe that would be my daughter in any way, shape, or form.
What do you mean?
That...
Oh! I didn't even see that.
Let me see the letter.
No. We got to read on. We're way behind here.
Yeah, I don't see that being my daughter at all.
Okay, well, then it probably wasn't. Okay, let me read this. Dear Don, I'm currently filming a World War II documentary, and I've hit a snag, and I need your help. I am trying to get in contact with the Ding Dong Show cast member, Aiko Tanaka, to schedule an interview with her. She refuses to do an interview because the subject matter is very personal to her and the Tanaka family. During my research for this movie, I found declassified documents that stated that her grandfather, Yoshi Tanaka, was held on a Navy ship as a prisoner until the war ended in 1945. He kept a secret journal which describes him being held in the dry food storage pantry on the ship and being allowed one potato to eat every day. Worst of all, that Yoshi was raped on a daily basis by an Italian cook whom Yoshi referred to in broken English as Cookie Caramello, son.
Bullshit.
Any help you give me in this interview or more information would be greatly appreciated. Dog speed, Bart Swarm.
Why is bullshit.
It, what? That he doesn't want...
It's got nothing to do with my father. My father is not a gay man. Never was. And never would be.
Okay, do you think he would have told you if he was?
I know my dad.
What if he was
with
trying
all
to...
the women that he's been with? No fucking way.
Have you ever heard of a thing
no
called a beard?
No fucking
have you ever
way
heard of a thing called a beard?
My dad is not in any way, shape, or form a gay guy. Or in any way, shape, or form... You guys are just such fucking pigs.
Okay. Dear Big Three, my name is Gabrielle Horn, but you can just call me Gab. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I love Perry. He is really the best. Will you please give a shout out that all my friends can hear it? It would be so cool if I get Perry to say that he loves me too. This isn't some gay joke like other people try to play on Perry. I just know my friends would think it's cool if Perry would say something like the following. I'm going to have you read this, but it says, thanks for the shout-out, Perry, and Big Three. Gabriel Horn, Corpus Christi, Texas. Read that right there.
Okay. Gabe Horn is awesome, and I love Gabe Horn. Every time I see Gabe Horn, I get so excited that I explode. Thanks for the shout-out, Perry, and Big Three. Whatever.
Okay, that's there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, let me get this one. Dear Big Three, I love the show because Perry keeps his own personal life so private. I did some research on him, and boy, am I disappointed. Turns out that he's just another Hollywood liberal. He supports abortion, gun control, and gay marriage. He also supports the welfare state, and every minority in the country gets free money.
What a bunch of shit.
What is?
The guy's a liar. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Okay.
I don't support what you just read.
Okay, well, that's what he said. Anyway, I'll read on. What a shame. I thought my favorite celeb was like me and loved America. What happened to the young, physically fit Italian Roman Catholic skateboarder from Chicago? All that's left of Perry is a Hollywood fat cat Scientologist Javo who hates us little people.
Scientologist?
That's what it's saying. I didn't write that.
Whatever.
Oh, fucking well. Sincerely, Bubba Smith, Peoria, Illinois. P.S. Randy Callahan and seven... Oh, oops. Number 102. All right, let me read on. Oh, SAG-AFTRA won union. Dear Mr. Caravello, please be advised that our Office of Member Service has begun an official investigation into your status as a member of the SAG-AFTRA union. We've been informed that in 1992 you exchanged sex with your casting director, Randy Callahan, for an unearned work vouchers. If this proves true, your membership could be revoked and you may have to make restitution for any benefits you have received since 1992. We've been informed that while engaging in the use of anal nitrate poppers and rock cocaine, the following occurred. You performed oral sex with Mr. Callahan. You performed anal sex with Mr. Callahan.
Bullshit!
You let Mr. Callahan perform oral and anal sex with you.
Bullshit!
Number four, you in return received three extra work vouchers and a $45 assignment on the film Tehachapi.
That's true, but I'm not saying anything more.
Okay, maybe it's best you don't. You may have just put your foot in your mouth. After unanswered attempts to contact you, it's... We sent this to associate's address. Please contact my office immediately to help us resolve this issue and close the investigation. Thank you, Deborah Crabtree Scott, Chief Administrative Officer and General Consultant. Huh. Well, there you go.
Let me see.
No, we'll do this later. We're a little behind here. Perry, I'm just trying to get through this. And I still don't know where Mole is. Hopefully Mr. Adams calls because that's his job. Well, here's the last one. It comes from SFJ. Dear Mr. Caramelli, we here at Sweet Feathery Jesus Institute for Fecal Research were greatly interested to hear you describe your daily defecation timetable on a recent podcast. According to our calculation, you seem to spend more than 9 hours per day excreting used food matter from your person. In our opinion, never being able to roam more than 12 feet from a men's restroom is actually a genuine disability, unlike the fake broken neck disease you pretended.
Fake broken neck.
I'm just saying that it says... Okay. And it says disease. It's not a broken neck disease. It was something that actually happened. But they go on to say that you pretend to suffer from.
Yeah, right.
And this entitles you to receive even more money from the hardworking American taxpayers than you currently do. We'd like you to come to Sweet Feathery Jesus Fecal Matter Research Laboratory so that our chief scientists can study you for a short length of time. It will take no longer than 14 weeks and involve no more than 2 or 3 surgeries.
Fuck you, guys.
You will, of course, be required to have electrodes attached to your lower bowel at all times. Lunch will be provided.
Oh,
your lovingly, Booze, Balesco, and Dr. P, SweetFeatheryJesus.com. And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
All these gay letters, these homosexual letters...
It is kind of freaky. It is kind of freaky.
Make me sick. Very freaky.
And I don't blame you at all. Oh, wait a second. Is that a phone call? Could you please send that through for us?
Hello, ship to shore, overseas operator, are we reaching?
Hello, Mr. Adams. Boy, am I glad to hear from you.
Well, as I told you a few weeks back, I'm summering at Worcestershire on Salisbury.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yes, yes. And the only one who took me up on my invitation was Walter.
Oh, is Mole there with you now? That explains everything.
Yes, Mole certainly is here. Apparently he needed a place to stay, so I sent him a plane ticket. He's in the WC right now. Or as I like to call it, the Big Lou.
That is funny, Mr. Adams.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Now, whilst Mole is in there, let me tell you something. He is very, very all over the place right now.
Well, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is, I actually don't know if he's going to be coming back to the States.
What?
Listen to me. He confided in me that he feels quite threatened by the Scaremaster.
What did I do?
Yes, yes. Indeed we do. Both physically and emotionally. He feels in danger. And he says it's just not fun anymore.
I know that feeling.
Oh, here he is now. Hold on. Walter, guess who is on the phone?
Martin Balsam?
No. Not Martin Balsam.
David Jansen?
No, Walter, not David Jansen. Listen, how about this? I'll tell you. It's the Big Three Podcast. Would you like to say hello?
Mole, get on. Pick up.
Mole.
Okay, but only if Perry's going to be nice.
I'm always nice. What are you talking about?
Perry, listen. Be nice to Walter, all right?
Yeah, Perry, say hello to him. Say hi to him.
Mole, what?
Hey, guys.
Why are you not here, Mole?
Oh, hold on a second. Hey, Mr. Adams, before I forget, your toilet's messed up. I wouldn't go in there because I just made a big three.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you know what Walter, it means by that. Problem,
that's not a toilet. That's a bidet.
Oh.
It's your birthday? No. Look, just talk to your friends. Talk to your friends.
Mole, where are you?
But Perry says he's not my best friend.
Mole!
Listen, be that as it may, tell them what you told me. Yeah, Perry's mean to me, and I'm going to stay here. Hey, can I have some of that brandy over there?
Mole, we need you on the show.
Yes, you may. It's quite old, so be careful, please.
What happened?
There goes the Waterford crystal.
What's going on over there?
Listen. Everybody needs to just relax their minds and their colons, all right? All is not lost. For there, to me, is an even better show on the horizon. And I've got a theme song for it. And listen. On this one, I've gone ahead and got some assistance from a big rock star putting this one together, and he shall remain nameless.
Oh, I bet you it's Dickie Barrett.
Or perhaps he shall not remain nameless. Either way, who would like to hear it?
I know I would.
I want to listen.
Hey, I want to hear it. All right, Walter, all right. Come over here. Walter, please, for the love of God.
What's he doing?
Come over here. Here we go. Let's do the song, all right?
Mr. Adams, what's he doing?
We know this one.
Beatles.
Oh, yes. Oh, here we go. Comedy, pure rock, resurrection, well, you know. We all want to change the haste. That's you, Perry.
Yep.
To take it in a new direction, well, you know. The current host is just gross. The way he talks is just disgusting. How Lisa Marie ate his fanny hole out.
Sorry, guys. It never happened.
Who's the new host gonna be?
All right.
That's good, Walter. That's right.
All right.
Yeah, I got it.
Take it, Walter.
God. All right.
All right, Walter, you do this next verse.
Okay, I'll try it.
Comedy, pure rock, resurrection. Well, you know... Dan Barney might be the man.
Yeah, I could be.
If there's no further objection, well, you know, let's get him in there if we can. He never stole money from William Randolph Hearst.
You did, Perry.
And when it came to being my best friend, Perry's the worst.
I can see why you say that.
It's quite terrible. Who's the new host gonna be? All right. Wonderful. Here we go, Walter.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. We're dancing.
All right.
Okay, now everyone's shaking it. They're shaking it. Yes, okay. Now this is a little instrumental. Walter, please, stay away from the glass. Please, stay away from the glass.
Perry, do you like this?
I want everyone just to be dancing around. We're having fun.
It's okay.
Walter, please, put the glasses down.
Oh, God.
Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Well, you know. Who's that guy that gave the head?
Fuck off.
I think he slurped up Perry's erection. Well, you know. But maybe Perry slurped his instead.
That didn't happen.
You want to get your fucking...
But if you carry everything in your fanny pack, you ain't gonna make it with women in the sack. And no, he's not. That's right, no. Who's the new host gonna be?
All right.
That's right.
All right.
Who's the new host going to be?
All right.
Everybody. Yes, come on, everybody. Yes. All right, yes. All right, now we're dancing. We're doing things, so we're taking the clothes off. We're dancing.
All right.
All right already. Enough. All right.
Oh, that was good.
Walter, please, with the glasses.
Oh, what's he doing now?
Please, stop.
What is he doing, Mr. Adams?
So, what did we think? How did we love it?
I loved it. I'll be honest with you. I thought it was great.
You can love whatever the fuck you want, okay?
All right. Now, listen. I personally loved it. I thought it was maybe, to me, that show is going to be the biggest hit around. Now, let me ask you this.
It will be.
One second. Walter, please, don't play with the fox hunting rifles.
Oh, no.
Do not play with the fox hunting rifles.
I want to hunt for some foxy ladies.
Put it down. Listen. Can you hear us?
In time. But let me ask you, in the meantime, why did the fox sell his fur?
Because he pelt like it?
Exactly, because he pelt like it. Did you get that? Because he pelt... Oh!
What? Well, hello?
Hello?
Hey. Hello? Vince, is the line dead? Holy shit. I think Mole just shot Quincy and then shot himself.
I don't think that's what happened. What? You mean tell me that...
Did you hear the guns go off?
I didn't hear a gun. I just heard...
I heard two bullets. Mary Jane, did you hear it?
That was bad. Either they shot the telephone line out of the wall or they shot each other.
Maybe that's what they did. Oh, my God.
Do you know where he is? Do we call 911?
He didn't say anything. He didn't say he's shipped ashore, so they're in the ocean.
If they're on a boat, number one, they wouldn't be. Look, they would not be able to have a gun with them. Okay,
Mr. Adams can do a lot. If you have money, you can do a lot of things.
You have to have guns on boats. They have the pirates. You're allowed to have
Good
guns
point.
On boats. What if a shark comes up? You can have guns.
But the song was cool, I thought. Did you think it was cool, Mary Jane? I loved it.
Yeah, the song was really
And it was
nice.
About the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection that we don't even know if it's going to be anymore. Why don't you just make up with Lisa?
I am trying.
What if we call her right now? Do you think
Go right ahead. Call her.
Oh, instead of calling her, why don't we do this? Why don't we have her come in right now? Ladies and gentlemen, the possible co-host from the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, Lisa Marie. Hi, Lisa. Grab a seat right over here.
Unfucking believable.
Okay. I got so many people that were interested in what's going on with the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. And my personal feeling is, you know, now that I own the name, I would like to be able to have it a good
Number
thing.
Number one.
And I think Lisa Marie is a big part. Look at the size of Lisa's titties. Will you get a
she
picture
looks
of that?
Great. Number one, you don't own the name.
Yes, I do. Number
Let me
two,
see it
I
in
do.
Writing.
All right. Well, we'll ask QA Craig
show
the
me,
third.
Show it to me.
All right, Perry, shut the fuck up.
Because if you start owning the name, I will be able to fucking destroy your life.
How can you destroy my life?
You know the fight we had in 1996.
No, I don't.
That is why I fucking was it 96?
I don't know.
I don't remember. We had a fucking roar at that goddamn studio that you were taping your fucking cheap, shitty podcast at. And then I fucking
I never had a podcast in 96. So you're a liar right off the bat. Never had a podcast. Haven't had a podcast until 3 years ago.
Well, I mean, what did we do at Eagle Rock Studios?
The number one public access show in America.
Public access, excuse me.
Okay.
Public access
show. Two different things. Anyway, we're not here to talk about my great public access show. We're here to talk to Lisa. Lisa, you look pissed.
You look stunning, and you look beautiful like always.
And your breasts look incredible.
Yeah, I have pretty nice breastuses, thank you.
You really do. You still seen the ex-lead singer of Retribution?
We're friends.
Are you?
Yeah.
But you're not dating him?
I'm not dating him. We're friends.
Were you more than friends at one point?
He's a great guy. We're friends.
Okay. I'm just telling you, the people here, they heard that you were dating him, and I was just wondering, were you dating him at all?
A little bit.
See, there's not anything wrong.
No, nothing wrong with it, but meant to be friends.
Did he get a chance to see those things?
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of showing my boobies.
So he got this. Has Perry ever seen him?
No, Perry's never seen him.
Okay.
She won't allow it.
No, well, I won't allow it.
I don't blame you for that. Anyway, I brought you here because I want to find out what's going on with the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Right. If you don't know what this is a show that was a public access show when Perry tried to do something better than me. He never succeeded in that. He had numerous co-hosts, but the best one, far and away, was Lisa Marie.
Was this one right here?
Now, we talked about, on Simply Down the Podcast Network, us expanding to some more shows. One of them, I want to be the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. We did a little show a while back just to get it out there a little bit, and people loved it. And I want to get this thing going. Now this big fight. First of all, I've heard Perry's side numerous times. What happened, Lisa?
Well, it has nothing to do with me living down south. I think that was
professional. Go ahead.
That was kind of a little bit of a cop out. I had kind of considered maybe changing my mind tonight, but I can't do that because of a few different things that I heard tonight.
What'd you hear?
Perry flat out lied to me.
Flat out lied about what?
Perry is lawsuit happy. He will threaten to sue everybody on the planet. He told me that he was only involved in a case for his family, and that was it. He will threaten to sue anybody over anything.
Oh, really?
On Facebook, he threatens to sue people. He threatens to sue people all the time.
Oh, I do?
He has a violent temper.
I've seen both of those things. I've seen him try to sue people. He tried to sue me. Right. And he does have a violent temper. I've seen that side of him.
I saw him in the van, that video in the van that you had. It was insane. It was extremely violent.
In that van, I almost had to kill Perry because he went crazy.
It was scary.
It was scary to me.
Really scary.
Mole was told by his manager, TB, he was not, if this happens again, he can't do it. I started thinking because he was biting my hand, and I was trying to push his head away, and I accidentally started hitting his chin, and I was thinking, how easy could I break his neck right now?
Oh, easily, especially with the surgeries that you've had done and that kind of thing. You know, another thing is you constantly threaten the fans. As a matter of fact, tonight during a $10 shout-out, a gal, a fan of yours, wrote in, and you threatened her to send her to the hospital for 3 weeks, something like that, I heard.
What?
And you called her a cunt. So you're threatening the fans.
I didn't say I was going to put her in the hospital for 3 weeks.
You did.
Perry, you did.
Perry, you did. You don't realize what you do part of the time. You threaten. We have very, very supportive fans. The Big Three has very supportive fans. And you threaten to block people on Facebook all the time, and you block your supporters. You block your biggest fans all the time. I made a post about a week ago stating that you can't expect people to love you when you treat them like shit. You automatically assume that everything that I post on my Facebook page is about you.
No.
And you go, I never treated you badly. Well, yeah, Perry, you said I ate your ass. You kind of treated me badly. I'm a professional in the entertainment industry, Perry. You did treat me bad. So you have treated me bad.
Have you heard that? Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, sure, I'll hear it again. Let's play it.
All right.
You know Lisa, my old co-host?
I know.
The one with the long tongue like yours?
Oh, yeah. Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, she's good at everything.
Really? You should put some mistletoe over that.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Perry said that I ate his ass. And Perry,
I didn't say I ate your ass!
Yes, you did.
I said, uh-huh.
Yes,
no,
you did.
I said, uh-huh.
Perry.
I didn't say I ate your ass. I just said, uh-huh.
Hey.
Is that a fucking problem?
Yeah, there goes the temper.
There's the violence that you were talking about earlier.
God damn, you fucking little children.
We're not children.
I mean, please.
Who's the child, Perry?
I love you.
Who's the child?
I love you.
Me?
I don't want
to
fight with you.
Are you talking to me?
I'm looking at Lisa.
Oh,
I love
know.
You.
Hey.
I don't want to fight with you. I have no reason on this God-given planet Earth to have any fighting with you.
I know, but we need to understand something here, Perry. You lie to me and you lie about things.
I've seen him lie before. Yeah.
For example, you sent me a text earlier in the week stating that you finally figured it out, that Don had manipulated, what you told me before, he manipulated the audio of saying, when you said, uh-huh, on the ass-eating segment. He did not.
I did not.
It was not computer-graphed. It was not. You said it.
I may have said it.
You did it. Nobody manipulated it. Nobody did.
Well,
Don did.
In all fairness, earlier in the show, he admitted to saying it, but he just got caught up in the moment, and he said that after, when he spoke to you, he realized how wrong he was.
Yes.
So
right.
In that aspect, yes. So now he's trying to make up for it. But you know what? Sometimes it's good to just be honest about everything.
I am trying to
be. All right, let's try something here. Have you ever had another man besides Randy Callahan?
No.
Okay. See? That wasn't hard.
Look, what happened with Randy Callahan?
Let's drop it. Quit bragging about it. Perry, stop bragging about it.
I'm not bragging.
Stop bragging about it. You always brag. You always brag. You always get to the point where we use it as just a second.
What happened?
Next thing you're doing, you're screwed.
What happened to me?
He raped you. He raped you. Period. I know that. I've tried to help you constantly by telling people, leave it alone.
I was trying to be nice to a young lady on set that looked a lot like Shannon, what's her face from...
I don't know.
Why do you keep talking about this? You bring it up over and over and over.
I don't try to bring it up. You guys, everybody...
Us guys.
No. Realize this, Perry. You say that everybody, you know, bothers you and says this and that and harasses you. Half the time you bring up the situation yourself. And you don't even realize you do it. Just shut up.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to Shut What up. The Huck for the finest in Thai cuisine. I'll tell you this. If I was going to go someplace, I had a big event, and I wanted Thai food, where would I go? What the Huck. 323-654-7952. Perry, where would you go?
What the Hucks.
It's What the Huck. Last week.
What the Huck. Okay.
You said some bad things about What the Huck.
I said nothing bad about him.
Yes, you did.
He's a nice guy.
Am I right?
Oh, yes, you did.
Lisa,
I listened to it.
Thank you.
You made racist remarks.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
You are racist
thank
and homophobic, and I don't like
I've
either.
Seen that side of him,
yes,
too.
Racist
I don't like
about
either.
What?
That's 323-654-7952. What the Huck. Yeah, racist.
Racist about what? He's a nice guy. Everybody there is very nice. I appreciate what they do for us with their loving food, their Thai food. It's great.
Today's show, we had so many $10 shout-outs, it went really, really long. So I will say this. We got to kind of wrap things up. And I think that Lisa does a great... Look at those titties,
She's
man.
Beautiful.
Look,
she'll,
here,
please.
Don't do that.
I do have great
titties. I love you.
You
I know.
Really
I
do.
Love you.
They're spectacular.
They are spectacular.
Can I ask
let
you
Let me ask
fa-
you this. Let me ask you this. The breasts are so good. Are the nipples as good as the breasts?
It's my best feature.
Oh.
Dude.
How do you don't... There you go.
It,
you're bullshitting again.
If somebody asks me what's your best feature, it's my nipples. Absolutely.
Really?
100%.
She keeps them covered,
but I'm not showing. The next man in my life, we'll see them. But until
like
that point,
Eric
nobody
Slate
will see them.
Saw those babies.
He's not the man in my life. So,
but were they nice? Did he treat him nice? Did he treat him nice? Yes or
he's
no?
He's a very nice gentleman.
But did he treat those things nice?
Nobody could treat them too nice.
Oh, there's blood rushing
you
to my
don't
penis.
Beat
right
him up
now.
A little.
Don't hurt me this way.
What do you mean hurt you? Who are you talking to?
Are you back?
Well, Perry, shut the fuck up.
AC/DC's Back in Black.
I really think that there's something very special in your chemistry, and I think that you're wonderful for Perry because you're the only person that has the balls or the patience or could care less about the guy to even say anything to him. I think you're so good for this guy, and I can understand why you want to get away.
Yeah.
That's the reason at the end of the year, I'm gone.
He doesn't deserve me. He doesn't deserve you.
You're absolutely right. And here's
he treats you a mole like shit.
I thank you.
Like shit. You treat the people that care about you the most like shit. You treat Nick like shit. You treat me like shit. You treat Mole and Don like shit.
Thank
and the
you.
People that take advantage of you, you go crawling to them all the time.
Absolutely.
And I'm sick and tired of your fucking bullshit, you Javajo gypsy.
Wow.
You call people fucking faggots? You fucking homophobe? You're a fucking Javajo gypsy.
Wow.
How do you like that?
How do you
Guess
like that?
What?
What? You're throwing her out?
I'm just saying bye-bye.
What do you mean? You throwing her out?
You can,
I can't throw
you
out. You
insult people all the time.
I can't
it's
throw
time
you
for
out.
You to get insulted.
Thank you.
You know what? Here's what I say.
I love you too.
Okay, come on, Perry. The week of this show that when it comes out is the 21st anniversary of me knowing you, Perry, where
wow.
we got together.
The last week of
May.
May.
Right.
Wow.
So this is like the 21st anniversary of me knowing you. And I've got scars on my body from you biting me. I've got things that I can't believe happened to me. I've had you blow movies. I've had you fuck up things. This is no fun for me anymore. It really is not.
Understandable completely.
And what I wanted to do is this. I finally put a date on it. I have said that by the end of 2013, we are going to end this thing if we are not another level. Meaning, if we don't have, like, an increase.
Windy City Part 2?
Yeah, or increase that we're making a lot of money on the podcast. I just, you know, something could stop me, but I am tired of this. I don't want to be around him anymore. Hmm. And here's what I suggest. We're doing a thing on our 10th anniversary, and I wanted to kind of put this in there to push to people, like a last-ditch effort to try to get something going.
Right.
We're going to have like a four-day festival kind of like from Friday, October 11th, where we're going to do a podcast from the Comedy Store. We're going to have a chili cook-off at Perry's apartment. We're going to have a lot of things going on leading up to a Monday night where we're going to do a couple podcasts and we're going to invite all these big three people coming. I'd love to see everybody come out for that. And then after that, we'll have about 2.5 months to see where things lie. If they're in a good position, who knows? We could keep it going. But right now, I don't want it to go. I have other things. My Ding Dong show is spectacular. And what I'm suggesting to you, maybe, quite possibly, you could say the same thing as me. Work with Perry until the end of the year, and then we see where everything is. You
Perry,
know, give
yes.
him a second chance. But Perry, I want you to apologize to Lisa Marie.
I want to say one thing
to no, you. No, I want you to listen.
Listen,
I want you to
apologize.
Just say it quick.
I'm sorry
for what?
Treating you like
for
shit.
What?
I'm sorry for making it look like, uh-huh.
No, say,
like,
no, instead
let
of saying,
finish!
No, let me finish. Instead of saying, uh-huh, because you're still trying to deflect it, you tried to make us believe that she was eating your asshole.
She, no
just,
way on
okay.
planet Earth, had sex with me in any way, shape, or
okay,
form.
Okay, but say that you're sorry for trying to convince people that she ate your asshole.
She did not eat my ass. She did not have
say
sex
you're
with
sorry
me, and
for
I'm
that.
I'm sorry for making it sound that
okay,
way.
Okay, you're not going to do it anymore.
Of course not.
All right, I'm sorry that it has to be this way, Scaremaster, but you have gone beyond the call of duty. You've gone so far off.
Way
it's
far.
It's disgusting.
Look, I love you.
Me?
I always have.
Are you talking to me?
Always did.
Are you talking to
Perry,
me?
Perry, stop.
Talking to Lisa.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you this. You have an apology to make to the fans. You have an apology to make to Mary Jane. You
Thank
have an
you.
Apology to make to Nick, to Don, to Mole. You have an apology to make to a lot of people. You can't block people on Facebook. You can't say shitty things to the fans who support us. You need to stop all the way 100% or I am gone forever.
Yeah, Mole may be dead right now, but you should apologize to him because he says he doesn't want to come back because of you.
What did I do to Mole now?
I have no idea. You heard him.
Oh,
well,
because
call.
I say he's not my best friend.
Why don't you say he's your best friend?
Because oh. I don't, because Mole is a part of this show, okay? And I guess making Mole be my best friend, Mole can't be my best friend. I haven't known mole since I was 8 years old. That's bullshit. Mole's my friend in business. Yeah, he's a friend. Okay. Best friend? Dude, that goes way beyond... oh, my God.
One of the people that cares about...
Okay, Mole is somebody that cares about me.
Right.
Yes, I care about him. Don cares about me. Yes, I care about Don. You I'm in love with, but that won't change.
Who are you talking to, me?
Lisa. I love Lisa.
Lisa. Okay.
Always have loved Lisa. I went apeshit when Lisa and I had our little separation for the period that we did. And me finding her was a long journey. But I'm glad she's back in my life again.
Maybe I shouldn't have come back.
Why?
You need to stop threatening. Here's one more demand that I have.
Listen to what she's saying.
Stop threatening to quit the show. Do you know how many hours of my life single week that I have to pull you back to planet Earth? Freak out, pull you back to planet Earth. I have a business to run. I work 12 hours a day, and I am babysitting you. The podcast is the best thing that you have going for you in your
life.
Windy City Heat rocks. Your fans love you, even if they play games with you or whatever it is. They're having a good time. Love your fans.
If you want to get in touch with us on this social network, you can get in touch with me on Facebook at Don Barris. On Twitter, it's SimplyDon1, the number one. Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1. Our Vine video, if you want to see me, it's at Don Barris. Do you have a Twitter account?
Your Vine videos rock this world. Absolutely. I'm Silly Syndicate on Twitter, and I'm Silly Syndicate on Facebook.
Perry?
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter. And I'm Perry F. Caravello on Facebook. CaravelloO is how you spell my natural born birth name.
That's
Perry F. Caravello.
That's
C-A-R again, as in car, A, V as in Victor, E-double-L-O.
Every night I'm at the world famous comedy store. Come down and see me there. Also, Monday night, it's the Ding Dong Death Squad podcast. That's right. Every Monday night at the Comedy Store, 10 p.m. You got to come and see that if you haven't seen that yet. Well, guys, Mole's not here. Mole may be dead. Hopefully not. Where can they get in touch with you, Mary Jane?
A with the circle, SmokingMaryJane.
Okay. Let's put her there, guys. Goodbye, everybody. Let me see those titties. Look at those babies.